with the program, call 800-387-8025 or visit the show online at rudymaxa.com. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back, everybody. And for segment five this hour, Mary and I, we're going to introduce something new that I mentioned during the show open today. We're debuting what we're calling the Destination Spotlight, and our intent is to entice you or someone you know to go visit sometime soon. Before we take you to Mackinac Island in Michigan, a quick message to say today's show is sponsored by Tourism Ireland. 2 weeks from today, on April 15th, the Travel Trio, we're going to be on the ground and broadcasting this program simultaneously to you from the Emerald Isle's historic Ashford Castle and Ireland's newest adventure, the Ancient East Trail. If you're looking for a fun trip that will certainly provide wonderful experiences and memories of a lifetime, go to Ireland.com and jump in. There's also a link at RudyMaxa.com under sponsors.
And now let's go up to Lake Huron in Michigan to Mackinac Island with their Executive Director for Tourism, Tim High.
Hi, Tim. Welcome and congratulations on being our first destination spotlight on Rudy Maxa's World with the Carries.
Well, the Honorable Carries, we are so honored to be your first guinea pig, and let's give it a go and see what happens.
Okay. All right, we're going to do that. So we're going to try to let you talk as much as possible here. So you clearly have a gem of a place for travelers to visit, and since you're talking to a national travel audience right now, here's your chance to entice them to come experience Mackinac Island. Tell us about the island, Tim, and give us some highlights.
Well, as you two know, because you've been here, this is very much what we call the jewel of the Great Lakes. It's just a little speck of an island, about 3.8 square miles in the Straits of Mackinac. And for those of you who need a geography lesson, that's where Lake Michigan and Lake Huron come together, and we are considered the Upper Peninsula. So what's different about our island than other places where you can visit? Why would you choose Mackinac Island? Well, they say it's like stepping back into time. And we have no cars on Mackinac Island, and that's probably the biggest reason why you feel like you step back in time. There's nothing artificial about the island. It is run by horses. We have over 600 horses on this little speck of an island, and they are taking you from destination to destination. They are taking the food to our 30-plus hotels and restaurants by horse and what we call a dray, which is a bit of a carriage.
Sure.
And for you to go from one place to the other, it's either via horse carriage or by bicycle or by foot. And that's a very charming way to go about this island, which is also 80% state park. So you have a downtown that is full of fudge shops and the things you want to do while you're on vacation. And then 80% of this little island is geological treasure. And within 5 minutes, you're from downtown and into a geological treasure.
Yes, certainly a beautiful, beautiful island. Tim, I feel like we can't talk about it without touching on the Grand Hotel, certainly an iconic, historic property. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what makes it so special?
Very special this year because they're celebrating another special birthday, 130 years. So in 1887, Grand Hotel was completed after, are you ready, 89 days. And now it's 400 rooms, the world's longest porch, 660 feet, overlooking the Straits of Mackinac. It is that takes you back into time, into a more gentle time of going on vacation. A full resort during the day, and in the evening when the gentlemen are asked to wear a tie and the ladies are asked to wear their best, it gives you just a different vacation that you're not going to get.
It does. And the property, folks, I mean, if you can't relax on that porch, then I'm sorry, you're not going to find a place to relax. Tim, you know, I also want to talk a little bit with you because the island, you know, it does offer the opportunity to step back in time. It is very family friendly, but it's also rather active, you know, for outdoor enthusiasts. Talk about that a little bit.
You know, and that's what's the diversity of the island. We have kayak rental now, which is a very popular thing. We have cruises at night that will go chase a sunset or perhaps be themed with one of your favorite beverages. You can go on sailboat excursions. You can go fishing into the Great Lakes, bicycle riding, fat tire bicycle riding, trails. All sorts of activities.
Well, the biking.
You name it, we have it. And the golf,
yeah.
Of course.
Well, of course the golf, but the biking around the island. I know we did that a couple times.
Yeah,
had a lot of fun.
Beautiful
so.
Views. Yeah. Tim, although certainly I love the way you described it. It's a gentle, laid-back vacation, and it certainly is going back to a simpler time. But there are some terrific restaurants and bars, and why don't you touch on the island nightlife a little bit?
Island nightlife is very special because, again, no automobiles. You're not too concerned about staying out a little bit later mm-hmm. and having to get home. And it gets a feel of maybe like a Key West in some parts of downtown Mackinac Island. And there's choices. There are family choices, and there are choices for people that just want to go out and maybe keep the kids back with a sitter or on their own. So a lot of nightlife and a lot of fun and a lot of music. It's like a little Bourbon Street sometimes with all the music that you hear coming in and out of the bars through downtown Mackinac Island.
Well, Tim, I'm curious, how long have you lived there?
7 years now.
Yes, well, and you don't need to go anywhere else. So you have found a good place for relaxation. We really do appreciate you spotlighting Mackinac Island to our audience today. I mean, we've enjoyed our time there. And I do think anyone in our audience who goes, they're equally going to enjoy it as well. So, Tim, have a nice weekend.
My pleasure. You too.
Take care. And if you do want to find out more, very easy. Just go to MackinacIsland.org, MackinacIsland.org, and you spell Mackinac, M-A-C-K-I-N-A-C. And from that, Mary, I just want to remind everybody, we do plan to do about 24 or 25 of these new destination spotlights per year. Let us know what you think about them. Our executive producer, Melissa, she's already working on the next one, and that'll be coming up in a few weeks. And that's going to do it for hour one of our program this week. For those stations leaving us, we're sorry to see you go, but thankfully for the vast majority of you, including those listening via our live stream on rudymaxa.com or our 24/7 tunein.com channel, there's more straight ahead. After these messages, Mary, Rudy, and I, we're going to get to some more travel news to kick off hour two, and then we'll be right back here with more All Travel All the Time. Don't touch that channel.
You've been listening to Rudy Maxa's World with the Carries, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.